This is What in the Name of God here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Was known as Brother Dean, his real name is Dean Frederick Saxton. He's a street preacher who has been a fixture on the University of Arizona campus, but not a popular one. He's extremely controversial. He's a man who goes around with signs like "God laughs at your rape," "Sluts, whores, fem-Nazis," "You deserve rape," "I will also laugh at your calamity," "I will mock when you your fear cometh." He wears a shirt that says, "Feminists make men weak and pathetic, only can thrive in a society of effeminate men, promote homo perversion, murder innocent babies, take men's jobs, make lousy mothers. Feminists, you are not equal to men. You were created the weaker vessel." So, as you can imagine, he is not a popular man on campus, not even by a little bit. And he doesn't just stick to holding up signs. He shouts truly horrible things at people, sometimes just using his voice and just sometimes using a bullhorn. He takes advantage of a free speech area on the campus, where people are allowed to say whatever they want to say. And he is considered, for the most part, a joke. People go to heckle him and make fun of him. But there is a dark side to Brother Dean. I saw that side come out in a video in which a woman who had been raped is sobbing and crying and begs him to stop his condemnation of women and blaming women for being raped. And the interesting thing was watching him and how unmoved he was by her sobbing and crying. You saw a man who was disturbed. And now that has come out. A woman said the wrong thing to him, and he went off and kicked her in the chest and knocked her down and left a mark. He was arrested and removed from the campus. He faces trial for assault, but there is now a one-year ban on the campus for him. But I think it needs to go much further than that. This is a man with a hatred of women and gay people, and they're not safe around him on campus. They need to permanently ban him from the campus. And if he shows up on campus, he needs to be arrested for trespassing. Because Brother Dean, he's not funny anymore. He's dangerous. When the National Organization for Marriage was founded, they tried to pretend that they were not a religious organization. They tried to pretend that they were just an organization promoting marriage, which they never actually did. They were always an anti-gay religious organization from the very, very beginning. And they've been spectacularly unsuccessful. They've been a complete and total failure, in fact, although they still managed to raise money, not very much. Their executive director is still Brian S. Brown. He's been doing it for a while now. But the facade that they are a non-religious organization has pretty much gone away. And the organization is sort of a shadow of what it used to be. And for some reason, even despite the fact that they are a profoundly failed organization, the World Congress of Families decided that Brian Brown is just the leadership that they needed. So they hired Brian Brown to be head of their organization. The World Congress of Families is a religious organization. Also, primarily predicated on the hatred of gay people, even though they have other parts of their agenda. That's an extremely important part. The National Organization for Marriage is strictly a U.S. organization, and they got nowhere to go. They're not going to accomplish anything in this country. They never have. So Brian Brown is looking to bigger horizons. They want to have an impact in other countries where they think they can have more success. So the World Congress of Families just had their World Congress of Families regional conference in Nairobi, where they're trying to influence the Kenyan government and as well as Nigerian activists. But now they hold up the United States as an example of the horrors that can happen when LGBT people are able to advance their rights. Having been a total failure here, they hold us up as the boogeyman. And they're extremely active in Africa trying to spread anti-gay hatred. Their spokesman Don Fetter had this to say to Kenyans. The problem is this is a way people are living, and they're demanding that it be respected. They're demanding that all society be changed for their comfort and their convenience. We're not saying that these people have to be persecuted. We're not saying that you can't have compassion for them. Of course you can. But you can't let this be a role model, and you can't allow Christians and other religious people to be persecuted because they refuse to go along with this agenda. You know, other people who've demanded minority status based on their religion, based on their race. This is the first group that demands minority status based on what they do in their bedrooms. And that's what makes it so dangerous. And if you look at the United States, I mean, if Africans look seriously at the United States, they should be horrified at what is going on. The World Council of Families has been very successful around the world of promoting their agenda, which includes the idea that there is only the natural family, where they oppose any kind of family that doesn't match their conception of one man and one woman bonded together for life. They also promote the idea of biblical gender roles and religious liberty rights, which allow people of faith to discriminate against gay people and others. And they promote the bizarre and pseudoscientific concept of demographic winter. It's the idea that our species is doomed to disaster because of imminent and radical population decline. It's a problem that only they see, and the problem is caused by abortion, birth control, homosexuality, feminism, and other unnatural deviations that have led to a crisis for the natural family. They have been successful worldwide, but hopefully, with Brian Brown now in charge, he will bring his same level of success from his previous job. In other words, he'll tank them as well.